Welcome to The Dark Ones Season 2, Pitch Black. Chapter 1.
Hello?
Renfield.
Must you do that? Why? Are you scared?
Of the giant wolf? Yes, I think so.
It's just me.
That doesn't do much to quell my fears.
I'll keep that in mind.
What have you brought for me?
A trader came by with the most wonderful teas. He said they were from the Orient.
Well, look at that. Where's the Orient?
East. Far east. I went there once. A long time ago.
Oh, Count.
You know, you think you'd get used to these sudden entrances, but you don't.
There's no need to be dramatic.
Buddy, you are the emperor of being dramatic.
What is that supposed to mean?
The girl brought teas.
From the Orient.
I remember this smell.
Yeah, pretty nice. Anyways, thanks a million, Renfield. These runs have been nice.
Perhaps one day soon you'll come into town.
Oh, yeah?
The townspeople have been warming to the idea, I swear.
I should think not.
Oh, okay. I'll just... There was something else.
Something?
A telegram from your friend.
We have friends?
I'll take it.
That's all. Have a good night.
She's pretty nice, you know.
I didn't suggest otherwise.
You scared her off.
I don't take lightly to the suggestion that you and I could just waltz into town after...
All right. I get it. What's the telegram say?
Emergency, stop. Paris, stop.
Emergency Paris? That's it?
No, it's signed.
By whom?
The Invisible Man.
I guess we're going to Paris.
Paris, the city of light. Twinkling gas lamps dotted the dark landscape, a metropolitan constellation on the River Seine. Magic and mystery seemed to rise from the bustling city, a magnetic pull that called out, challenging anyone to uncover its secrets.
Idle, stop!
I do not like this.
Oh, come on! The City of Light! What's not to love?
I don't need to answer that.
You could use the fresh air anyways. I'm pretty sure that castle would have suffocated me if I stayed there any longer.
The last time I left, many people died.
Yeah, I was there.
We should just go back now. I have the coin.
If this is how it's going to be while we're here, I'm going to turn into a wolf right now.
What possible good would that do?
I don't know, but it would force us to figure something out.
I don't like... you.
All right, now you're just lying. The bottom line is Griffin is in trouble. We've got no when, where, how, or why. And on top of that, we've got nowhere to stay.
Was any of that supposed to make me feel better?
No, I'm just thinking out loud. Come to think of it, maybe turning into a wolf is our best idea.
How about food?
How could I say no to that? Maybe some wine, a crepe, another crepe.
If you stop saying wolf, I'll get you anything you'd like.
That's big of you.
I hate this.
Bonjour, what will you have?
Ooh, where to begin? One of these, one of those, one of these, a crepe. Actually, two. Are there croissants?
Oui.
Three of those.
Anything for your friend out on the street?
I'm afraid he's not hungry for anything you have.
My goods are the best in all the city.
I'm sure they are, but he has foreign taste.
I'm ready for the challenge. I've got Spanish rice, the finest Sicilian pastries, blood sausage from Belgium, you name it.
Actually, yeah, let's do blood sausage.
Oh, coming right up.
Are you sure that's enough?
Should I have gotten more?
I was being sarcastic.
Hey, we can always go back. I like that guy. He gave me blood sausage. Can you eat blood sausage? What is blood sausage?
I would like to walk now.
I knew we'd probably run into the invisible man sooner rather than later, but I was sort of hoping it'd be a little less sleuthing and a little more, I don't know, vacation? Wait, do you think that's what this is? Maybe emergency was some kind of joke and he actually has something pleasant planned?
I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah, me neither. At least people aren't staring.
At least there's that.
Too much to worry about in a big city, I reckon. We're the least of their worries.
If this is you trying to cheer me up, it's not working.
Whatever. At least I'm trying.
If we are the least of their worries, then what's the most?
I hear it's 30 feet tall with a mouthful of fangs. Poison fangs!
Not funny.
Nothing is with you. Anyway, I was thinking... What was that?
Nothing. Keep walking.
Come on. We're looking for literally any lead at all.
A trash can fell. That's not a lead.
What if it's an evil trash can that has a tail?
All right. Fine. Let's go look at your trash can.
Whoa, really?
Ignoring you isn't working. I'm trying something new.
Nice.
See? Nothing.
There's a rat. Hungry?
Let's go find a place to stay. The sun will be up before we know it.
Fine. At least I've got wine. Whoa! Evil trash can!
Quiet! There's someone on the roof. Stay on the ground. I will follow him.
Got it. He's getting away! Ugh, dead end.
I've got him.
I've been waiting for you.
Twirling black cloth appeared at the edge of Dracula's blurred vision. He looked up to see a gaunt man staring at him, though his features were completely obscured by the dark night.
Who are you?
But the man was gone as quickly as he had appeared.
Do not look for your friend. His presence was not welcome in my city, and neither is yours.
Dracula jumped onto his feet and whipped around.
Where are you? Reveal yourself.
I am this city. This city is me.
Oh, and who are you?
Your worst nightmare, should you cross me.
Get out! You're not welcome here.
Yet another newcomer entered the alleyway. His large feet landed with heavy precision. He pounded the nearest trash cans once again, and then waited.
He's gone. Are you okay?
I am. Who are you?
Dracula! Who's this?
I was just about to find out.
The newcomer stepped back, allowing Dracula and Ella to get a good look at him. While his face was mostly hidden behind a leather cowl, it was apparent that it was deformed. He shuffled back with heavy, plodding footsteps, which were surprisingly agile despite his thick frame and large, bowed spine.
These streets aren't safe, especially at this hour.
Good thing you found us. Give us a reason to trust you.
I should say the same to you. If you want to be left to the wolves, then that's up to you.
I'm not worried about wolves.
Do not let my friend's brashness deter you. Thank you for helping me.
My offer still stands.
What was that?
We should go with him.
We should?
We need a place to stay.
I was thinking more like a hotel.
He might know something. You wanted a lead.
Again, crazy alley man wasn't exactly what I meant.
He might know something about Griffin, the one who attacked us did.
Fine, but we really need to find some sort of compromise when it comes to our mutual interests.
Excuse me. Sorry. We are coming.
A good decision, I think. Stay close. Stay quiet. Quick, in here.
The sewer?
Quiet.
Oh, gross.
Quiet.
Yes, yes. Quiet.
The trio moved in silence through the dank sewers, catching only glimpses of the city above.
Up here. Up ahead.
Is that...
Yes. Notre Dame. Into the bell tower.
How many more stairs?
You are being dramatic.
I'm tired.
Dracula, Ella, and their mysterious patron finally arrived in the topmost bell tower of the cathedral. The room was a veritable labyrinth of wooden beams and gigantic bronze bells.
I apologize for the distance, but I do not feel safe anywhere else, especially after the last few days.
The last few days?
Yes, right, of course. Apologies, there's just so much going on. Where to begin?
Your name would be nice.
My name is Quasimodo, the Hunchback of Notre Dame.